At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day we get a little older.
Oh, sure.
Every year we leave things behind. Hobbies, beloved places.
Yeah.
And even friends. The last one for men especially can be hard. Because you don't want to move on from somebody's, but it just naturally happens.
Yeah.
Right?
You just lose contact.
Yeah. And Tommy, we've talked about in the past how lonely men get as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
How hard it is for us to hold on to those friendships. Well, something that happened right outside this building over the last 3 weeks perfectly spells out, I think, why we men are so bad at keeping our friends.
What happened out here?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So 2 weeks ago, I had the craziest experience of my life.
Whatever.
So like on commercial breaks, during the songs, I'll go walk around the building, get my steps in.
Yeah.
And we're getting work done on our roof of the building.
Yeah.
So I'm walking outside, and the guy who's working the crane calls my name. But he doesn't call me Duffy. He goes, hey, Pat, which means either I dated him, he's my grandma, or he knows me from way back in the day. So I turn around. It's this kid I was really good friends with in, like, middle school.
Oh, wow. So you're going way back.
Yeah, so I met him through another buddy. He went to a different school than we did, and he was, like, the cool kid. He played guitar.
Probably still is.
Well, like, because he operates a crane?
Yeah, you're a dork.
Take that, man. Were you going to dork college?
We do dork radio.
Did your PH dork? He was like skateboard guy, right? We'd all hang at the Parma skate park together. We all went to our first concert together when we were like 12 years old.
A lot of firsts.
A lot. I love this kid. He's a great kid. And I haven't seen him in legitimately 25 years.
All right.
So we're catching up. And every day when I go take my steps, I talk to him for a little while. We bust balls, remember the old days, catch up what we're all doing.
Like a reunion.
Families. It was awesome. And it went on for like 2 weeks. And it was great to see him.
Then what happened?
Well, what was weird, Tommy, is despite not having any contact with each other for 25 years, it's like we picked up as buddies right away.
Okay.
It's like all the time had passed.
Fantastic.
And it also turns out we don't even live that far from each other in Henrietta.
What?
I know. So late last week, I go outside to do my lap, and his crane truck is moved into the street.
Okay.
He's leaving.
Crane is slowly leaving the vicinity.
Yes. So he's in the front seat of the crane truck, and I'm not making this up. There's a slight drizzle. It is overcast.
And the credits start rolling.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
This is like the end of Love Story.
We lock eyes. I lock eyes with him in the truck. It's raining on Dominic.
Yeah.
And like we look at each other for a second, and he rolls the window down. And he says to me, I swear to God.
See you, dork.
He says to me in a semi-serious tone, he goes, hey, man, maybe I'll see you again in another 25 years.
Yeah, you never know. Mm-hmm. But he's right.
Okay. And I wanted
what
to say.
What we had was great.
Yeah. Well, but he says it
but
just
it's
like.
Coming to an end.
Kimmy, he said it just like that. Yeah. Hey, man, maybe I'll see you again in another 25 years. And I wanted to say to him, I go, hey, man, like thinking to myself, like, just give me your number.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you a text. We can all hang out.
Let's get together sometime.
But I didn't.
No, he didn't either.
You both just know that you're not going to go out of your way to do it.
Yeah. I just nodded at him. I was like, yeah. And like thinking to myself, like in that moment, like, this is probably for the best. And that was it.
Like, there's a reason you didn't keep a contact in the first place.
Well, we were kids, though. Like, we all went our separate
ways.
Everybody grows apart. You know, your lives are different.
But you saw each other. You had an interaction. You talked about the past.
Yeah.
That's all you were going to get out of that relationship anyway.
Not necessarily.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe, but you'll never know.
That's it. When you get together again, you're going to talk about the same things you just talked about.
But here's the thing. I haven't really caught up. I mean, I was talking to him 3 minutes at a time going around the building every day, right? Like, we probably have some of the same interests.
Bro, you got the best ofs.
See, this is proof in your reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are men so bad at stuff like this? Because let's be real, man. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was no reason in that moment for us to not keep in touch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And look.
Change numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not like I'm a lonely guy.
No.
I got buddies. I got my wife.
You've got a life going on.
Yeah. I mean, but Tommy, you know this because you're in it. All of a sudden, good friends you have just kind of fall away.
Yeah, because you just lose touch and you don't have anything in common and you already know what you know.
Yeah.
And like my wife, your wife, they can talk endlessly with their friends and their girlfriends. They're happy to have each other in their lives and stuff.
Sure.
I only got so many words. And I know most of the guys I hang out with only got so many words, and we used them up.
Okay.
And we're done.
And that's fine.
So maybe in another 25 years, if we're still around, it would work again.
Okay, but I'm going to counterpoint you. We've seen numbers that show older men are some of the loneliest on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like American older men. What was it? 3 in 10 older men in America said they do not have a friend.
Yeah.
A friend, period, in the world.
Yeah.
Because you say this like, you know, I get bored, blah, 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 da, 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 I don't need to hang out with you anymore. But one day before you know it, you've got a Saturday night free, and you've got no one to call.
Yeah.
And I think the argument of keeping your friends, as many friends as you can around for as long as you can, ensures that doesn't happen.
But what if they start to... See, I would...
Your fear is getting too close, and then you realize... Maybe I don't like this person as much as I remember. Or
it's
thought.
That, but like I don't. I'd rather be lonely than annoyed. I know how to deal with lonely. I hate being annoyed. Annoyed sticks with you all day like oatmeal, man. It goes right to your ribs. I don't want to be annoyed, find that's how I live.
Okay.
Part of it is
I can
making
work
that commitment
lonely.
Too, right? Like you're committing to plans,
and it's stress.
What if I want to break those plans?
I don't want to hear about all your problems.
Well,
and you don't want to hear my problems.
I hear your problems all the time.
I know. You are waiting to spill your problems.
My problems? Nothing.
We come in and we just say problems to each other. That's all we do.
I'm Mr. Sunshine. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, you know, so you start talking about the good times.
Yeah.
And then when you get done with the good times, you're going to talk about this problem, that problem. And like, for my age, any dude I meet is health.
Okay.
It's all health.
I understand.
I don't want to talk about the end of my life and my health.
Okay, but it's coming, hopefully within hours.
Well, then the conversation will be short. But like every time I talk to my brother, right?
Yeah.
We say the same things each week. And then he just starts telling me his health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I supposed to do with that?
Talk to him about his health problems?
Well, I'm not a doctor, man. What do I look like, Tommy Urgent Care?
No, but like, actually, in that tracksuit, you do look like a man on his way to Urgent Care. Right. But the counterpoint to that is there's going to be a time.
A time, a lonely time.
Where there's no one there. And I get you trying to sound like Johnny Cool right
now.
No,
I just, I don't mind being lonely.
Okay.
Listen, you and I spent a lot of time alone on the road.
Yes.
And we were young when we should have had friends. We were hanging out with a bunch of horny comedic creeps.
You're right. And right now, I'm sorry, Kimmy, I don't mind being lonely right now.
Yeah.
I look forward to solace right now. But as I look at these studies that we see over and over again, and I look at older guys in my life who are desperately looking for connection with anybody, I don't all of a sudden want to be 63 and then get caught with my pants down. Because
well, nobody all know you're lonely.
I didn't have any friends I kept up.
And you might not mind being lonely, and that's fine. Like maybe you enjoy being lonely, but I guess you don't know what the alternative is. Like you don't know if maybe you'd be enjoying life a little more if you had those connections. Like you could be. Everybody could be fine being lonely. Maybe that's not as sad as we're painting it to be. It could just be you enjoy being by yourself. But like you know, keeping in touch, having one or two of those connections, or somebody to call every now and then could. It's only going to improve your life, I would think.
252 WCMF. The last couple weeks, there's been this group working on our roof. I walk outside like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Guy calls my name. I haven't seen this kid. I was good friends with him in middle school. Haven't seen him in 25 years. And we hit it off again. And we're catching up. And every day I'm going outside on the commercial break, taking my walk. And he's talking. And we're laughing, remembering the good old days. And I remember like thinking like, wow, it's like we just picked up when we were 13 again. Right, it was great.
Very cool.
So late last week, it's drizzling outside. The crane has been moved. He's got it parked in the street. He's going. He's ready to leave. And I look at him, and we make eye contact through his cab window. He rolls down the window, and he sincerely says to me, like solemnly, he goes, hey, man, Maybe I'll see you again in another 25 years. And I wanted to be like, just give me your number, we'll text. But like, I didn't. I just looked at him and I like nodded.
The way we were. Memories.
Elijah writes us, sounds like you should go on Craigslist and post in the missed connection page, you bitch-ass bitch.
Okay.
Is that why guys are so bad at this? We don't want to look like bitches?
Yeah. I don't know why it makes you look like a bitch, though.
And guys don't open up. That's the other thing.
Like, I don't even think you're getting that deep with that person. It's just somebody you enjoy spending time with, reminiscing with.
But like, apparently we don't.
Well, like, because I could
have
said...
You don't have to, like, tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. It's literally just somebody that occupies your time.
No, but I'll be honest with you, Kimmy. Like, I wanted to say back to him, yo, man, just give me your number. I'll catch up with you. But I didn't want to look like a bitch. Because he had already put out there, hey,
oh,
man.
Oh, true. He did. Yeah, he took the first step.
But I feel like the way he said it to me, I could see
He knew it.
No, but I could see it in his eyes. He wanted to stay together, too.
Oh, and my God, no.
But he didn't want to look like a bitch to me. Like, he was coming on too strong.
But the train's pulling out of the station.
Bro,
man. You could have run alongside of the crane, man.
That's what it felt like. That's totally what it felt like. And it was raining too.
Yeah.
I wonder if social things like social media kind of also hurts this situation in a lot of ways, because there are people I've realized I haven't talked to in years, but I feel like I've kept up with them.
Okay.
Even though I haven't. So I probably will never reach out to them because I'm like, oh, well, I know what's going on. I know what their kids are doing and, you know, what they've been up to. So, like, there's no catching up to be had.
It's almost like a false friendship.
Yes. Yes. You, and I'm sure that.
A false ship.
False ship?
You know.
Patented.
I had to delay that.
Trademark.
But, like, I have buddies that.
No, you don't.
Well, kind of buddies. But, like, they're now so isolated, like, I don't think they want to interact with people. Like, I have a buddy, you know, he went through a lot of problems with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to AA almost daily. And he even, like, participates and stuff. But, like, he just, when the last time I talked to him, he doesn't even leave his condo that much. Like, he just goes to these meetings and comes. He's my age, a little bit older.
Sure.
Got some health issues. I don't think he wants people around.
Or you're convincing yourself that because you don't want to reach out to him.
Maybe so.
Okay.
I got another buddy who's in a kind of like a nursing facility right now.
Sure.
And he's, you know, in a bad way. And I even said, do you want me to come visit? He goes, no, I'm just sitting here being miserable. I hate these nurses, but you don't want to see me right now. And they just want to be left alone. I mean, some people just want to be left alone. For whatever reason, are going.
But again, that guy in the home could want you to come there. He knows you don't want to go because he's known you for so long.
But he gave me the pass not to go visit.
No, but that's just it. You said it. He gave you the pass.
Right.
And you as a good friend should say, no, man, I'm your buddy. I'm coming to see you.
You cannot do
you
that.
You can absolutely do that. Nobody is stopping
you. You want to push a guy in a nursing home or in a facility says, I don't want to see anybody right now.
No.
You think he wants you to burst in there? With your chuckle ass,
hearing
your stupid jokes.
I hear a lot of guys sitting by themselves in a nursing facility, not seeing anyone for weeks at a time, really hate when their friends come and say hello.
But when they say no visitors, it means no visitors.
No, again, you just took that and ran with it because you didn't want to hear it.
So you think I should go there?
I would, yes.
Hey, remember when you said don't come visit? Hey, what is that, a bedpan?
Yes.
What do you got over there? Hey, what are you, drooling?
It's what friends do.
I don't want to.
You
when
know
you're
mean
in
a
bed,
lot
you don't
want to
see nobody.
You wouldn't go if he told you to come.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Only out of obligation.
Oh, I would have been right there.
I think whatever they say, if you show up, it would mean a lot to somebody.
So you're a show-up girl. Yeah, you are.
Probably.
Yeah, bro, when you're in, if you
I
don't...
I mean, if it's something you feel like a good friend's struggling with...
Let him struggle. Leave him alone.
Like, unless you get hit by a bus, which we're all hoping for. If you end up in some facility where you're wasting away, I will be there every single day with a kazoo and a tambourine, annoying you until you breathe your very last breath.
Is it hard to throw feces? Is it...
You can't throw feces with the
hands
you have now.
Watch me, bro.
You know what else I've realized when it comes to those older friendships that, you know, for whatever reason, you've gone your separate ways? The more milestones I miss out on in that person's life, the less likely I would be to, like, reach out to them. Because
you let it go too.
You know, I didn't say anything when, you know, they had their first kid or they got married or whatever their life accomplishment was. And you know, you weren't there for that, you feel so much more disconnected.
That's a great call. That's a really good call. 252 WCMF, let's talk to a man older than you that is wiser than you.
Okay.
And not even because of age, just because he's a normal human being. Okay. Frank's on CMF. Hey, Frankie, how are you, buddy?
You know, good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good.
You know, through my life of almost 80 years, I've found that I have always had and hung around with really good friends. And you might not see people for 25 years, but when you see them again, and obviously you do sometimes, it's just like you saw them last night. And it's a really cool feeling. And it's, you know, you got a young audience, and it's going to happen to, well, practically everybody. And also, when I get together with older guys, and when you're young, you talk about sports when you're in the bar. You talk about women that are in the bar. And when you get older, Tommy, you'll love this. All you talk about is, when was the last doctor you saw?
It's all health. It's all health.
Yeah, but it's somebody you relate to.
I don't want
to
talk about my health.
Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
Stop talking to us about your health then.
And the sad part about it is that, you know, and it's happening to me, a lot of my really, really, really good friends are not here anymore.
How the hell is any of this
that's
fun?
That's insane. Spend the time with them while they're here.
Yes. Yes. You learn that that's what you got to do.
Hey, did you go visit them when they were in the home?
To.
Frank.
I don't have anybody I know that's in a home.
Did you go visit any guy that was on his last days, like at a nursing facility?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. My best friend, I used to hang out with a lot of Harley guys, and my best friend,
he means a school, not a motorcycle.
He died of pancreatic cancer.
I don't need the details,
bro.
Listen to this. He died the day I was told I had prostate cancer.
So this is what you get to hear at the coffee shop.
Will you let him tell the story?
Cancer corner.
Will you let him tell the story?
Frank.
And it's, you know, it lets you know that, hey, I should have been in touch with him a while ago, and we hadn't talked to each other for about 10 years. And it was until he passed, we were like it was yesterday. So the whole thing I'm trying to relate to is,
this sounds miserable.
You sound miserable.
Life is what happens. Life is a big journey, a long journey. And if you find somebody,
yeah, do yours over there.
A really good friend of yours, try to keep in touch with them.
Amen, Frank.
That's what I want to do.
Amen, Frank. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hold on to their hand till the end.
There it goes, Frank. Everything he said,
I know.
It's a very touching.
Everybody's like, yeah, that's
it's
nice.
It's depressing.
How is that depressing?
It
We're all
going
to die. Everybody's going
to
die.
Yeah, and I don't need to be reminded of it every day.
Bro, you don't have to be. And by your face reminds you. Your face looks like it's dead. You got dead face. You're the worst friend. Why do I hang out with you?
For Pat and I's sake, please find an older friend to tell your health problems to.
Seriously, man.
I don't need to know about your blood clots anymore.
Check out my socks. They're made out of copper. That's 10 pennies worth of copper in
there.
That's
right, man.
Let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If the allegations are true here, you got two mistakes in one story.
Okay.
And it all boils down to one slogan we have here in the break room. Know when to punt.
Okay.
Right? If you realize, you have to realize the point, going further is going to make things worse.
Oh.
And that is something one man on the east side seems did not understand. And also the reason he's under arrest and has a hell of a car repair bill.
And this all happened near me?
Right down the street from you.
What?
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Pittsburgh.
What happened?
It all went down Saturday around 4:30 in the afternoon. A driver was found unresponsive behind the wheel of their car on Hilltop Drive.
Okay.
And that's a big deal.
The old Hilltopper.
Kimmy, an unresponsive driver could mean 10 different things.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You're not Kimmy. Mm. Nine of which would require medical attention.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department came out,
mm-hmm.
and according to the story on 10 NBC, they managed to, and I quote, rouse the driver.
Oh, they broke out the poking stick?
Hey, wake up. What are you doing in there?
They woke him up.
That's good news, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Whatever.
Authorities say when the driver woke up, they immediately took off in the car.
They cranked it up and split?
Kind of sounds like they got scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In doing so, authorities say they hit several mailboxes, parked cars, and trees. The car finally stopped after hitting a large tree on Crestview Drive.
Mm.
The driver ended up in the hospital with cuts and bruises. They've been charged with reckless driving, obstructing governmental administration. Those are the two charges.
Yeah.
And here's where the story gets weird. Those charges are the only charges they're facing right now.
Oh.
And those charges all came after being woken up.
Right, right.
There is no charge for being drunk, impaired by drugs, possession of anything illegal.
Yeah.
No words about a warrant being out for their arrest. There was nothing in the story that said they needed to use Narcan to revive this person.
So he could have just gotten startled and split?
I mean, there could still be an investigation coming. Who knows? But this story is a few days old.
Yeah.
Did they get scared and take off?
Maybe they...
Like startled and hit the gas?
Maybe they got a condition.
I don't know how it'd be...
Lead foot?
Ah,
I can't help it. I got sticky foot.
But let's say you panic when you woke up, like you didn't know where you were.
Yeah, and you just hit the gas. That's what I mean. Like, I wonder what distance the car traveled. Like, did he just go in a straight line?
Hit a mailbox tree, mailbox tree, big tree.
Yeah, big ass tree. Okay, but then if that's the case.
Because that would make me feel like he was startled, hit the gas, not knowing what was going on, and lost control or something.
Okay, but if you're startled, is that against the law? Would you understand that?
Well, but you did. Well, no, hit but, some you, stuff. But I don't know.
It's all the other stuff you did. Because, you know, being on the road, like, I used to forget, like, where I was. Because we changed.
Like when you were on stage telling jokes? I'm asking a question.
I always were a wise guy.
What?
How come you weren't this funny on the road?
Always a wise guy is what?
Yeah, always running your mouth.
You wouldn't.
No, but you wake up and you wouldn't know where you were.
Oh, I know.
And it would freak you out. Like, I forgot, like, what day it is, where I am.
Bro, I still do that with naps.
Yeah, so I mean.
And you're not behind the wheel.
Right, and you know, and you obviously. You could have passed out and pulled over, whatever.
But it's an instant panic.
But the hauling ass is kind of like makes you look guilty.
Okay, so
like you were either hiding something.
Okay, no, I understand. But again, if the only charges that this person is facing is reckless driving and obstructing governmental administration, if they were just startled, I would make the argument what they did was not illegal, just an unfortunate series of events. Because
it could be.
Like, you know, not everybody that gets in a car accident is charged with a crime.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I get that the police department, sheriff's department, can't just leave someone passed out in a car if they think something might be wrong. It just, to me, you hear this story, if everything we have in front of us is true, and go, that just seems like a really bad luck series.
Yeah, but you may want to get that checked.
What did he?
You freak out after a nap. Like you get that startled, you haul ass.
I don't know. Is there like a medical condition?
Medical? I mean,
that?
You could have
mummy syndrome.
Mummy syndrome.
What's it called when people fall asleep? Like instantly. What is that called?
Narcolepsy.
Yes. Could it be something like that?
I don't know how narcolepsy works.
I have no idea.
I don't think you come just right back too.
I don't know.
Nick writes us on Instagram. He's questioning. He's got questions.
Okay.
He says, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I mean, he says, you're telling me. He shifted into drive and took off. He was parked right. How does he have time to turn the car over and drive?
Well, he did.
Well, it's all valid questions. Look, I'm just saying. If the only thing he is being charged with is what happened after the startling or the taking off, why did they take off in the first place?
Yes.
That's what I want to know, if the allegations are true. But there may be something else about this story that needs to be discussed.
What's that?
Again, 252 WCMF out in Pittsburgh on Saturday around 4:30 in the afternoon. A man was found unresponsive behind the wheel of their car on Hilltop Drive. Sheriff's Department came out. They, quote, roused the driver, according to 10 NBC. Quick sidebar. Mm. Have you ever seen anyone use the term rouse in a news story before?
No.
Because I had to Google it to know what it meant.
Rouse you.
You've been roused.
Rouse.
Are you sleeping?
Get up.
I'll rouse you.
Lazy bum.
When police roused the driver,
they
say they took off in the car, hit several mailboxes, parked cars, and trees, finally stopped after hitting a large tree on Crestview Drive. They ended up in the hospital with cuts and bruises, but they've been charged with reckless driving, obstructing governmental administration. Okay. So what is your responsibility when you come across someone unconscious in their car?
Oh, I guess sometimes you see like old cats like sleeping in a car at Wegmans, you know, their wife's inside shopping.
That's weird, right? Because Tommy or Kimmy, we talked exactly a couple days ago in this time slot about car napping. Mm-hmm. And you said there was no car nap that was unsuspicious.
Well, if you're an old fart.
Well, I'd be more worried if it was an older person that there's something wrong.
That man's dead.
Yes, leave him be.
No.
I'm not going to wake him up.
Here's what I'm talking about.
Right.
We touched on Narcan a second ago.
Yeah.
Right? There have been a bunch of stories in our area over the last 24 months of people having their lives saved by a stranger when they were ODing in the front seat of their car. Like that stranger walks by, mm-hmm. sees them, either opens the door or breaks a window, and they hit him with the Narcan.
Okay.
And they bring him back. And that person would have died had that stranger not walked by.
What a great story.
Do either of you feel comfortable making that move?
Wait. No. Of course not. I'm not doing it.
I mean, you heard the whole life-saving part, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Like, they would have died had it not been for the intervention of the stranger. Okay.
Yeah. First of all, I don't have Narcan?
You should have Narcan.
I don't have Narcan.
You should have Narcan. Everybody should have Narcan.
Well, doesn't, I mean, if they're near a business or something, you could, most businesses carry it, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it depends on where you are.
I guess I'd run into that business and tell them. I don't know.
Do you not have Narcan either?
I don't.
Your husband's a firefighter.
I mean, he probably has it. I don't know.
Why would I have it on me?
Everybody, I care. I have Narcan in my car.
For what?
In case something like this happens.
Where'd you get it?
Library. I think most public libraries, you can go get it. There's other places.
Yeah. So that's, what are you putting in your nose?
So it's like, it looks like a spray. At least the one that I have, it's a spray. You stick it in your nose, you push, and all of a sudden it's like,
I'd be afraid a guy bites me or something. Where you wake a guy up that's strung out on something.
You're afraid they're going to bite you.
You're waking somebody up that's strung out.
It's not
you don't know what
up.
They're going to do.
You're bringing them back from overdose.
Right, but they could wake up and freak out.
Okay. I don't know if that's how that happens.
It could. They're not having a good day. He got teeth, don't he?
My wife. I mean, my wife did this. A woman was going to die. Hit her with an Narcan.
Well, she's a doctor.
No, it doesn't take being a doctor to use it. I'm telling you, man, it's super simple. I haven't had to use it yet, thank God, because I don't have the calm, steady hand my wife does in that situation.
I couldn't. I mean, to touch a stranger like that and do that would be.
That's weird. What concerns you, to touch a stranger.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, selfishly, if it happens near you, your home, your kid's school, that is something you're going to have to deal with well past the moment. No, like if somebody, let's say somebody ODs parked on the road in your street, which also happens in neighborhoods across the greater Rochester.
But that, my old neighborhood, that dude's dead. That is long gone. Grandpa's in heaven now. Narcan heaven.
What are you
with all the other old junkies. He's in junkie heaven.
Going back to the actual story. I always wonder what people in these high-end towns, because this happened in Pittsburgh, think when they see stories like this. Because there is a belief from folks who live where you live, Tommy, that crime does not exist.
Yeah, we're isolated.
Exactly.
I should say insulated.
In fact, insulated, same difference.
But we don't see this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why you buy homes in these towns, right? I want to end up in a safe place with no crime.
Yeah.
How do you explain something like this?
Hmm.
I'm asking.
How he ended up in a nice residential.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're passed out. They're smashing their car on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
How do you explain it?
Probably looking to rob us.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Their robbery plan, they fell asleep while planning to rob you?
They needed more money for drugs, but they were taking drugs at the time.
But
of
again,
the
there's nothing in the story that suggests
but
that.
But you're asking me, what am I thinking? When I hear this story, I hear narcotics. Narcan.
Narcan.
Narcan? Yes.
He's got Narm candy. He's
Tristan.
He's going to the prom with some nice Narm candy.
No, I'm thinking it's a bad person going to rob me.
How do you watch the news every single day for hours at a time?
Oh, with closed caption.
And you can't say the word Narcan.
Narcan.
Okay.
I think it's a bad guy looking to rob, steal, do bad stuff.
Right, I'm done talking to you. Kimmy, I'm always curious, in towns like Pittsford, Fairport, Penfield, when stories like these happen, what is the reaction of the average person who looks out their window and sees a car speeding away from the sheriff's department? Like, what is their first thought?
I'm going to guess it's shock, because this doesn't happen in our town.
Exactly.
Riffraff.
But it blows up the illusion of crime doesn't happen here. Because, look, if we go through the police blotter, I can give you 15 stories in the last 2 months of people getting their cars broken into, and they always leave their doors open.
Yeah, yeah,
their
doors
are always left open. Yeah. It's like cooking a pie in those old cartoons of leaving it on the windowsill, right? Here comes a big fat farmer drifting all the way over. Right? Like, what are you doing,
I know,
man? I don't know. All right, so the moral of the story.
Yeah.
One, looking to get Narcan. Can't hurt. Two.
Work on your rousing skills.
Well,
don't rouse them too much.
Oh, you're going to blame the sheriff's department?
Well, don't rouse them too much.
You're gonna back
maybe
them
not
up.
To use the rousing stick. I don't know.
And three, if you do get woken up, take a breath before you hit the gas and hit a bunch of trees.
Okay.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We got Where They Whining coming up in about 10 minutes. Right. But before we get there, we have a little issue to handle.
What are we going to do?
Well, we opened up a package here late last week. And inside this box was the most beautiful thing this show has ever laid on.
I mean, it looks professionally made.
It does.
Like, usually when people make stuff at home, it looks a little sloppy.
Yeah.
This thing is gorgeous.
And I highly encourage you, so you can understand what we are talking about, to log on to the live stream right now, the Break Room WCMF. Hold on, Kimmy. Don't jump the gun on me here. I mean, you have to hide it. I don't know. I feel bad you're going to stand there and hold it for the whole time. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, and WCMF.com. You're hanging out in the Break Room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we've been playing Where They Wine and now for 3 years. Does that sound about right, Kimmy?
Yeah, probably.
2-3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, about 3 years.
And it was Kimmy's idea. She came up with this game. It's the most genius thing she's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And she also turned us all into monsters because this game means nothing. You win nothing, right? Yet, by the end of every time we play Where They Wine, everybody hates each other.
Yes.
We openly are hostile towards callers, insult them as hard as we can. You, I despise.
You too.
As a human being. Yeah. And it was all for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we came up with like the star chart, but that was mostly just to keep track of wins, not so much
bragging
for
rights.
An actual reward.
All right, so a man named Sean sent us a package. And I opened it Thursday morning before you guys got here. And I'll be honest with you, every time we get a package, I'm worried it's like something dangerous. So I slowly opened it.
Yeah.
And to my surprise,
oh my goodness,
it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Kimmy, would you please explain to our audience what they're looking at?
So it's like a you know, wrestling championship belt, but it is like blinged out. It is legit. It's heavy. There's metal on it.
It's got leather. It's made out of leather.
It's bedazzled. Like, it's got all the gems and stuff on it. It's custom. I mean, this thing is. Yeah, like you could strap it on. It's amazing.
So it is the 96.5 WCMF Where They Wine in World Championship belt.
Mm.
And it is exactly what you look at. It's handmade, man.
Yeah. Mm.
This thing must have taken him days to create. Maybe longer. I don't want to shortchange the guy here. I will say this, first of all.
What's that?
Sean just kicked this game into higher gear.
Yeah.
Because there's
a lot on the line now.
I have never wanted anything more in my life than that belt.
Oh.
Ever.
Yeah.
In the history of the world. And I will claw, beg, steal, hell, high water, etc., to hoist that belt over my head. Also, it fits me perfectly. Of course, I tried it on before you guys got here. It looks great.
Maybe we can strap it over that beam for you.
Oh, what do you want to do? You want to do a ladder match? Because I'll win that one, too, to go get that belt. But past that, we quickly determined this belt is so beautiful that we can't give it out for a week to a listener. Because it'll never come back.
It'll get somebody will break it, and
you got it.
We got to take care of this thing.
So we're trying to come up with a way to show people that they've won, or give them the opportunity to display the belt without actually handing the belt out. And we got stuck on this yesterday. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What the hell are we supposed to do with a belt that we can't hand to you listeners because we don't trust you bastards?
But you had to identify each week who won the belt.
You got it.
Right.
We had to give them recognition.
Yes, that's what the belt is for.
So what if Kimmy holds the belt up?
Yeah.
And then says, you know, congratulations, so-and-so, you are the winner of the belt this week.
Oh, like a video that you then put out on social media that the person can save and share on their social media.
So that is official.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Right.
Like, normally when, like, you have girls holding trophies, they're like sexy girls.
Yeah. Oh,
so we need Tommy to do it.
I mean, he's got the biggest chest in the room.
So you're saying like you're I'm sexier than you are.
For it. What?
You're saying I'm sexier than you are.
I think you think you're sexier than
I am. Well, I know I'm sexy.
Oh, yeah, he wrote that song, I Think I'm Sexy and I Know It.
I bring the sex, baby.
Where do you bring the sex to?
You know.
Shut up.
I'm a sexy little bitch, bro. I'll say it. Tattoo it on my ass.
Shut up.
Everybody read it.
All right, so it's going to have to be some. Why are they reading your ass?
Because they can kiss my ass.
Okay. Now, we're getting suggestions online. Folks are writing us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, to put names on it like the Stanley Cup, and we considered that.
Now, you don't want to crap it up.
Exactly.
Man.
It's so beautiful, we don't want to do that. All right, so we...
So how about somebody funny holding it, funny looking, kind of kooky?
What are you thinking?
Somebody maybe a little bit on the plump side. Like, maybe in a wrestling suit.
What are you thinking?
Do we know anybody that's a little heavy set? A little round in the middle.
You're afraid?
A little long in the waistband. The Coco Master.
The Coco Master?
Yeah, your brother.
You want Ryan to dress up in a wrestling singlet.
Yeah, and he holds it up.
Okay.
And does wrestler voice.
Okay.
And he congratulates the winner. That would be funny.
Every single week?
Every week.
He's going to put, but then we'd have to leave the belt at his house, and I want to hold it when I win it. That doesn't work. He's not going to come in every Tuesday in a wrestling singlet, hold it up, shoot a video, go home. Stupid. Plus, you don't want to see his balls in a wrestling singlet.
That'd be funny, man. Don't you think that'd be funny?
What? No. Yeah, it would be funny. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dale. Hey, Dale, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, man, what's up?
I know Sean, who makes those belts, and he made one. I'm a teacher in the city. He made one as, like, my classroom pass. My kids are, like, the bomb in the school, and they see him coming with that belt.
Bro, I'm telling you, Sean's he's the greatest artist I've ever seen.
He's a craftsman.
And even the box he gave us. Kimmy, would you grab the box and just read portion of the paragraph?
Yeah, right, little note on it.
All right, so you have a little note on it. Yeah. So you use it as your bathroom pass? I'd be going to the bathroom all the time.
I have a bathroom pass, and then I have a student of the day that gets to carry it. They strap it over their chest or however they want to use it.
That's a good idea. Dale, thanks for the call, buddy. Keep fighting the good fight. All right, Kimmy, can we get a read from the box?
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I feel like a bathroom belt. Never mind.
Getting a pee on the belt, I guess.
Yeah. Dear Break Room, now is the time to put up or shut up with the ultimate bragging rights slap in the face. Then with the official 2025 WCMF, Where They Whinin' Championship Belt, courtesy of Sean Hooper and King Hoop Creations. You can now hold that head up high, knowing Where They Whinin' in Rochester and surrounding areas. Best wishes to all competitors.
There you go. And like the box is perfect, too, because it works as a belt holder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's on display next to Mace's big-ass face. So Sabby, I hope I'm saying that the right way, she writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. You can invite the winners into the station and let them take a picture with the belt. We could do that, but Tommy leaves at 9:54 every single day.
I think you're making somebody drive all the way in here to take a picture with the belt.
Bro, they play. Where are they whining? Have you heard the intensity? You think that if they win, they're not going to come in and take a picture with the belt?
I mean, that's a good idea.
Let's talk to Katie. No bad ideas here.
All right.
She's on CMF. Katie, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I know, Pat, you know exactly what I'm going to be talking about. You have kids.
Okay.
Make a flat Stanley of the belt.
Oh.
So you send it to the winner, and then they have to take a picture of it as creative as they can, appropriate, of course. So then you guys can then take it, you print it out, and then you make a little, like, shrine.
How much work are we going to do each week?
Well, see, this is...
Jesus Christ, it's going to take an hour.
Let me finish! So, jeez, Katie, jeez.
You keep running your flat.
This is a brilliant idea. You have a little display of the belt, you know, at the station there. So then everybody who wins, they have their little flat Stanley belt. They take the picture, they send it back to you guys. And then you get to display it all around the belt.
I mean, I don't hate the idea. I just don't want to do arts and crafts.
Sucks.
No, that's why you have interns.
We don't have interns. Tommy's our intern.
That's why you got kids. All you do is take a picture of the belt, and then you photocopy that, and then you laminate it.
So after my kids took history class last year, they're big into capitalism. My kids won't do this for free anymore.
I'll do it.
Katie, no, we're not going to make it. Katie.
Then we had to listen to you all day. Laminate your mouth.
I'm the Katie from Maryland. I'll do it for free. I love crafts.
Why don't you go start it in Maryland? Let us know how it works out.
Why are they mean to Katie?
I like Katie.
That's a good idea. We didn't have any ideas.
He's very mean.
I already had one good idea with Ryan.
No, you didn't.
I got a better idea.
Okay, Katie, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
A little authority to this gig.
What?
Make it official.
What do you got?
Let's get a person of authority in here.
Who?
Officer Lance Duffy. The original Duffy. Not these training wheel Duffies that show up here.
Training wheel Duffy.
The original Duff comes in, Officer Duff.
Uh-huh.
Lance the Big Shot comes in, full uniform, with his sidearm, and he officially awards it. That's from Monroe County. Buddy.
If you put my dad near a microphone, we will not go to commercial for 5 days. And I'm warning you now. You're laughing like I'm kidding. That is the worst idea you have ever had in my life.
So far, I give you two ideas you shot down.
I watched my dad do an interview on 13 Wham a month ago as part of like a community outreach thing
for the Sheriff's
Department. And in the 5 minutes he talked, he somehow told, I'm not making this up, he talked about how...
What did he do?
Oh, he knew multiple people who were going down lives of crime, or the path of life of crime, and because they met him, and because he's such a good person... they come to him now and go, hey, Officer Duffy, he referred to himself in the third person, I was going down a bad road, but you went out of your way.
Wait, did I come up to him now?
Yeah, and now their lives are on the straight and narrow. They would have been hardened criminals had it not been for my dad.
It's the same. He couldn't have saved his own family.
He said that on an interview, on the news, and the look on the woman's face interviewed him.
So let's get him in.
No, we're not doing that.
252 WCMF, the man who created the situation we're in right now. Yes. Sean is on CMF. Sean, this is great, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. I appreciate you guys on the radio every morning.
Oh, well, just a whole bunch of appreciation. All right, what's your idea then? What do we do with this thing?
You know what I could do is actually make the names up of the competitors, put some Velcro on the back of that, and you can put it right on the front of the belt.
So you want to do it Stanley Cup style? But Sean, here's the thing, man.
Every week?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
We don't want to put you through that.
No. I can just make names, send them to you, like the names that are on the chart right now.
Okay.
The normal people who play. Except for Ben, because he calls in every day.
Ooh.
Take that, Ben!
Even Belt Boy's weighing in.
All right, Sean.
No, but I can make the names on the chart, put some Velcro on the back of them, and can put it on the front of the belt.
Okay, Sean, tell you what. We got your number. We'll figure it out. Because, again, we'll talk. We'll figure this out. But I do want to... How long did it take you to make this,
Sean? I know.
Probably 3 days, maybe.
Get a hobby, man. Get an effing hobby.
This is his hobby.
Well, that is my hobby.
All right, and Sean, like, if people, I mean, people are blown away by this thing on social media. They're looking at it on our live stream. If folks want to reach out to you to work with you for some project, where can they find you?
Well, if you want to hand out my number, it's more than welcome to do so, or contact me at thooper1@gmail.com.
Only the best artists use Gmail for communication.
All right.
Yeah,
so. You like that?
Sean, thanks again, man. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to our show.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day today.
You too, buddy. There goes Sean Hooper, creator of the Where They Want Him Belt. Okay, we've been talking a lot about it. Today we make history.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, we award the WCMF Where They Want Him World Championship.
Oh, so somebody's going to get it today.
The phone number is 252.
Potentially first holder of the belt.
I can't wait to hold it over my head.
I don't know what to call it.
I am going to, you better hope I don't win today. You thought it was obnoxious before? I got pyro.
All right.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.